annexation of the islands to the United States in 1898. In 1896, the Hawaiian language was banned from schools and government offices and would not be allowed in schools for the next 40 years. Hawaii officially became the 50th state in 1959. Maui weather and geography. Maui weather varies more by location than by season due to its microclimates. Each area has its own distinctive climate. At any given time, it is likely to be raining somewhere on Maui and sunny in another location, maybe only a few miles apart. If at any time you don't like the weather in Maui, you can get in your car and drive for a few minutes to find weather more to your liking. The dominant feature of Maui, Haleakala Volcano, is considered the world's largest dormant volcano and is believed to have erupted last in 1786. The summit of Haleakala gets very cold, while temperatures are usually warmer at sea level. Overall, Maui's daytime temperatures average between 75 and 90 degrees Fahrenheit year-round, with evening temperatures dropping by about 15 to 18 degrees. The weather can be quite variable even within these microclimates, so you may need to be flexible with your plans if the weather isn't cooperating. Swap a windy beach day for a bamboo forest hike, rather than spend the day dodging blasts of sand in your face. Central Maui, Kahului, Wailuku, tends to be hot throughout the year. Kahului can be at times muggy, but doesn't actually get a lot of rain. Wailuku gets more rain than Kahului since it is closer to the West Maui Mountains. South Maui, Kihei, Wailea, Makena, and West Maui, Lahaina, Ka'anapali, Kapalua, are both commonly dry and hot, up to 92 degrees. If it's raining in these areas, it may be raining over the entire island. In these areas, you will find tropical flowers that do best in drier climates, such as hibiscus and plumeria. The North Shore, Haiku, Paia, and East Maui, Keanae, Hana, and Kipahulu, get significantly more rain, especially at higher elevations. These areas are therefore lush and covered in thick vegetation, including tropical flowers that thrive in wet conditions, such as ginger, heliconia, and anthurium. Haiku has measurable rain approximately 204 days per year. The Oheo Gulch Pools area of Kipahulu has measurable rainfall an astonishing 270 days per year. A popular saying in Maui is, "No rain, no rainbows." Upcountry Maui usually has warm temperatures during the day with cooler evenings. The higher up Haleakala you venture, the cooler the temperatures, especially at night or early morning. Kula can get as cold as 40 degrees in the wee hours, and the summit of Haleakala can have freezing temperatures and even snow on rare occasions. Occasionally, Maui gets kona winds or storms, meaning southwesterly winds, opposite direction of the usual trade winds. Kona storms sometimes bring rainfall to the south and west areas of Maui that are typically hot and dry. The kona winds can also bring vog, harmful volcanic air pollution emitted from the Big Island's Kilauea volcano. Important information for visitors. When visiting a new area, it's important to learn about and respect the local culture. Here are some tips for visiting Maui. 1. Respect the aina, land. Please clean up after yourself and don't litter. Keep a distance from sea turtles, monk seals, and humpback whales. They are endangered species and are protected by law with hefty fines. Also, don't step on or touch coral reefs. Reef-safe sunscreen will also help make sure Maui's reefs are protected and are still here when you next visit. Watch for Marine Life Conservation District signs. These areas do not allow fishing nor the taking of any natural resources, including marine life, rocks, or shells. Your kokua, careful consideration, is appreciated. 2. Always remove your shoes before entering someone's home. 3. When taking a leisurely drive, if you notice a local driver behind you, pull off the road to your right as soon as it is safe to do so and let the local person pass. They are probably on the way to work and will be extremely grateful not to drive at a sightseeing pace. 4. You may hear the word haole, which is the Hawaiian word for foreigner and is not generally meant disrespectfully. It simply means someone unfamiliar. 5. Note